AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Recovery teams are set to resume looking for the 12 members of two families missing after a rain-swollen river in central Texas carried their vacation home off its foundation, slamming it into a Blanco River bridge downstream. They're not expecting to find survivors. Severe weather over the long holiday weekend led to four confirmed fatalities across Texas. Wimberley Mayor Steve Thurber says residents who've lost homes or businesses will get as much assistance as the local government can provide.
We are going to help them clean up. It's a tremendous cleanup operation for them. They've lost their homes. They've lost their livelihoods and some businesses. So we're there to get it cleaned up.
Authorities asked people to avoid all travel in southwest Harris County last night when a severe storm brought heavy rain to the Houston area. Governor Greg Abbott says people need to remember how fast floodwaters can rise.
You may think that it's something that you can escape, but all too often it's something that you cannot escape if you do not get out of harm's way in advance.
Iraq has announced the launch of an operation to retake Western Anbar province from Islamic State. The move comes after Vice President Biden expressed U.S. support for Iraq's fight against the militants.
The vice president telephoned Iraq's prime minister, thanking him for the enormous sacrifice and bravery of Iraqi forces. Biden's words come a day after Defense Secretary Ash Carter questioned the Iraqi will to fight. A White House statement says Biden welcomed an Iraqi decision to mobilize additional troops. Carter's comments provoked criticism from Iraqi and Iranian government officials. He said Iraqi forces outnumbered the Islamic State group, but still showed no will to fight and fled the advance on the capital of Anbar province, Ramadi. Martin DeCaro, Washington.
Several Kenyan police officers have been killed in an attack by suspected Somali militants. This is AP Radio News. Australia plans to soon pass a law to give the government power to strip citizenship from dual nationals who are suspected terrorists, even if they're not convicted of a crime. Prime Minister Abbott says more than 100 Australians are suspected to be fighting with the Islamic State movement, and half of those are believed to have dual citizenship. On a lighter note, moviegoers were checking out Tomorrowland over the weekend.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
The same could be said for Disney, which shelled out a reported $180 million to produce Tomorrowland. The fantasy adventure did finish at the top of the box office list, but the numbers are disappointing. Just $41.7 million after 4 days in theaters. That's about $10 million off what was expected in the debut weekend. And it barely beats out last week's top movie, Pitch Perfect 2. It finished second with $38.5 million. Overall, the Memorial Day weekend movie revenue was down significantly from last year's. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
You wanted to see Tomorrowland.
I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.